Assemblymember Sydney Kemlager of Southern California called the day's action.
This day is picturesque. It would be a day to go jogging if you were Ahmaud Arbery, to ride a bike if you were Freddie Gray, to rest if you were Breonna Taylor, to be 10 years old if you were Clifford Glover, to breathe if you were Eric Garner. This would be a day to do all of those things without fear, except if you are Black.
Members of the state's LGBTQ, Asian, and Latino caucuses spoke out in support of protests against police brutality. All communities that have historically faced state repression, and in some cases, continue to. The lawmakers acknowledged more needs to be done to end police abuse. Here's San Diego Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez of the Latino Caucus, San Francisco Senator, Chair of the LGBTQ Caucus, Scott Weiner, and San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu of the Asian Caucus.
If the hardest thing you do is kneel for almost 9 minutes out of this, then you're not working hard enough. Because this is a show. We have the opportunity to immediately do something about it. And shame on us if we don't.
We have to continue this momentum. This can't just be a moment in time. As important as that moment in time is, this has to translate into long-term action and structural change.
While it shouldn't have taken so long to open the eyes of our country, it has been incredibly inspiring to see millions of Californians take to the street to say their names, to say enough is enough, and that Black Lives Matter.
Lawmakers alluded to bills in the legislature that would address the issues facing Black and brown communities and police violence they want to see passed, like ACA 5 that would place affirmative action on the November ballot, and AB 3121 to form a committee to study and develop reparations for the Black community. Lawmakers called for their passage next week when they hit the state Senate and Assembly floors. Stephen Bradford is vice chair of the Legislative Black Caucus. He says words are just not enough.
We're now living the words of Fannie Lou Hamer. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're sick and tired of the wash, rinse, and repeat cycle when it comes to racism in this country. It is not enough now to say, I'm not a racist. Now it's time to stand up and demonstrate it. Now it's time to challenge your family, your friends, and even some of your colleagues.
Several other bills are pending. Some are stuck in committees, like ACA 6, which would grant voting rights to parolees after serving their prison term. That bill has been in the Senate Rules Committee since September. Though sponsored by a multicultural group and introduced by a white man, it's a priority bill for the Black Caucus because African Americans are disproportionately incarcerated. AB 1460 would mandate ethnic studies to graduate CSUs, California State Universities. That's ready for final passage. Bradford says part of the problem is whitewashing of history and mass ignorance of Black history in America. That legislation would redress it. And Mike Gibson of Compton just last week introduced a bill to ban police use of the carotid chokehold. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting from Oakland for KPFA.